Yeah.
It's Jackie Beckerman.
Hi, Jackie Beckerman. How are you?
Okay. So listen, I did listen to you totally last week, and what I heard, okay, was that you really, it was too much to, and I understood this, too much to just call people, make appointments, that you wanted someone to be that advocate.
Yep.
To go out and get you. And I want you to know I did that last week, and I made many calls, and
found
someone, and I'm sorry, I heard back, and I hope you, I got even called you last week to tell you I hadn't heard back from him.
Yeah, that was like, I know, and that was Tuesday. I talked to you on Monday. That was, you left the message on Tuesday. I was very grateful for that. And then I got, and then the next thing I know, it's next, another week goes by.
Can I just finish for a minute? So
sure.
I didn't hear back from this provider till, I'm looking at my email right now, 4:47 on Friday.
Oh.
And I apologize.
Okay.
I was calling you today, and I was in meetings. So had you not left those lovely messages, I would have literally called you by noon. So here's what.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry again. I think that sometimes I think that if I only the only way it seems like sometimes
I know you are in pain, and I want to help. Okay. So there is a and I think, and we kind of talked about this, that getting someone who you could go talk to, who could help sort out, that was who could help sort out what doctors you need, what to proceed next, etc. So this is a gentleman. He's terrific. His name is Kevin Coffey. Okay? He has a lead role. I'll get you his title and everything. He actually said he himself would see you, and he'd like to do that. He's out of town till May 22nd, but he's hoping he said I could likely meet with him on the afternoon of May 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you his phone number, but I'm going to put this in writing too. But I think he'd be a good first step to get you back in our system and feeling, as you said, you have to build some confidence in us again. And, you know, he's a therapist and he's done.
Oh, he's a therapist. Okay, so he's a therapist. He's okay.
He's a therapist. Hold on, I'll get you his exact title.
Is he an employee? Is he an employee of the hospital?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't think that was an issue because you said you have a.
Well, it just is. I just need to know how confidential I am, how things are with this guy. I don't know.
Listen to me, okay? If we break confidence, I mean, there's one thing I can tell you we do well, and that is. And making sure
you are so wrong. You know, you don't, you know, that just triggered me right there. Do you know how difficult it has been for me to try and get that other Robert Adams with the HIV infection out of my medical record? And then when URMC finally did that, you got rid of one Robert Adams out of my medical record and you put in two other ones. Did you know that? So when you say that you got HIPAA under control, I have 5 complaints against you guys with HIPAA. You guys have been sanctioned. You guys have been sending me, you know. And then when I need a copy of my medical record, you guys are going to charge me.
Okay, Bob, this is all well before my involvement. I will certainly.
Again.
I'm just telling you, I feel comfortable. I don't know what else. Do not. You told me you wanted to see someone in our system.
Okay.
I told you someone.
Okay, and he's an advocate, and he's also the advocate guy. He's going to be contacting, like, you know, primary cares and my specialists and all that other stuff and letting them know that I'm under his care and that these are my trigger points and this is what's going on.
I think he's going to sit down with you, and I am not a therapist, okay, and try to help you sort through and what would be the best next steps for you so you can get health care, which you need.
It's been so long now, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. So what about orthopedic?
I tried to get a day for you. I didn't want you to call somewhere blindly. This man is going to be expecting your call.
Okay. I'll talk to him.
I feel like it's a first step, and that's...
Okay, what about all the other, my other health, what about my health issues?
Right away, that he could help sort through, then what would be the best places for you to go, because as you said, you don't want to just blindly call primary.
No, I want to know who's going to be my advocate, and he's going to, like, yeah, and find, you know, is he the guy that's going to do that, or is somebody else going to be doing that? Do you appreciate what I'm asking? Because I don't know. Again, I'm thinking, is he an advocate, or is he a therapist?
Bob, I think he can play both roles.
Okay.
We'll see how that meeting goes. You may not even like him. I don't know.
You're right. We'll find out.
How that goes. And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
I just feel, at least, like, right now, it could be...
I'm going to ask you, Jim, what does he know about me thus far? Did you tell... What have you told him about me thus far?
I told him, okay, that you had the following experience, okay, that you reported.
Which was?
Okay, with one of our doctors, but before that, you had a bad experience.
No, what did you tell the guy?
I told him that you had accused one of our doctors, which is true. I told him in urology of sexually assaulting you. I told you that it told him that it went to outside agency, and they did a full investigation. It was publicly reported. The man did not, I told him the doctor did not lose his license, but he did, was required to have someone in the room for...
2 years.
Two years.
Yeah.
So that's really, and I said, this is what I said. I said, this man is in pain, okay? He is really having... PSCD, and I think that he needs some help. I want to get him back in our system, but I think actually, I don't know right now with how you're feeling towards us. If you could just walk into, actually you told me last time you probably couldn't walk in to one of our primary care offices or anyone not feeling still so strongly.
No, because of course, all I'm on guard, I have to be on guard that what's going to happen to me next.
So I agree. I'm trying to help you through that. And so I explained that before we go referring him, maybe he can help figure out what the best with you, what the best next steps would be to get you appropriate care in a safe environment that you feel comfortable with.
Okay.
Bob, I just want you to hear this for a minute, okay? And I know you're supposed to, but I want you to hear it. I tried very much to be able to deliver somewhat on what you were asking, to find you a person who I thought was good. So what I did was I called some of the best psychiatrists, okay, and got two people who suggested this person would be really good. And then I contacted him, okay? And he then... got back to me that he said he would actually see you. And I thought that was a great, at least...
How much is he? How much is he going to, this guy, how much is this guy going to cost me now? I need to know that.
I have no idea. It will all depend on your insurance.
I don't have insurance. I don't have insurance for shrinks.
Well, then we will figure it out, because we always do, okay? We will figure it out.
Yeah, well, I thought, didn't you already tell me that I was on my own? You already told me that. You told me that a couple months ago, that you guys washed your hands of it, then that you guys wouldn't be reimbursing me for any therapy.
The medical center feels that the case against Dr. Warren is done. Yes.
But not against the university, of course.
So, can I just ask you something?
What?
Bob, how would you go to... So, you have no insurance, so...
No, I have insurance. It just doesn't cover any of this mental health stuff.
Well, just wait and see what we can figure out for this, okay?
Okay, but I won't be going to see him until I have it figured out. I won't be seeing anybody. Because you know what? Gareth Warren ought to be paying for this thing.
When you call him, ask him, say, can we talk for a minute about payment? Because my insurance doesn't cover, but it doesn't cover any mental health. That would be unusual. There may be
why do I have to put myself back out of here? Again, you know what? We'll see how this works out with this guy. I'll talk to him and we'll have a chat. We'll see what his rates are. And we'll see if it's going to work out, I guess.
Can I ask you something? Would you like, if you tell me your insurance, would you like me to call financial people and tell you what your benefit is?
You guys have screwed me up so bad, honey. I'm on Medicaid now. I don't have any resources. I'm like, yeah, you guys have really ruined my life.
Bob, can I ask you something? Why do you want to beat me up every time we talk?
I say you guys. I'm using the university. You know what? I'm sorry that you're the only... You know, I should be having this conversation with all those people that I requested, that I wanted to talk to about this months ago. Somebody could have, again, this is all to me like, you know, wow, I can't believe I'm like, you know, and you're feeling, I understand that you're feeling bad and that I'm taking it out on you. But you know what? Who I should be to have in this conversation is Warren or somebody that's responsible there for the actions of that, for the non-actions of the University of Rochester up until to this day. Because I've been asking and requesting and, you know, and have been abandoned by that hospital since I woke up on the operating table. And then again, when Gareth Warren decided that he was going to, like, you know, decide that he was going to become my paramour. And I don't know. And then since then, I haven't gotten any letter of, I haven't gotten, you know what, I'm sorry that you came to see Dr. Warren. You obviously came for a serious medical issue. And we know that you reported him to OPMC. Now where do we go? So, it's like, you know, now 2 years later and all this, and I know you feel like you're doing the best you can, and I think that, you know what, that's great. Too bad we didn't do this 2 years ago so that we were that much farther ahead. And maybe I would have the resources, and I would be having, you know, some sort of self-confidence and not sitting around crying and worrying about my, you know, and peeing blood, and my arm wouldn't be killing me, and all the other shit, and all I get is, oh, well, you can go, we're going to set it up with a therapist. We're going to set it up with a therapist. And of course, he's an employee of the hospital.
You've never mentioned your arm killing you. What is going on with your
arm? I have, too. I've been mentioning this for multiple. Why do you think I wanted to go? Did I have a conversation with you about James Mitten? Excuse me. Did I tell you that I had surgery scheduled with Dr. Mitten, and he canceled the surgery? Remember that conversation the last time we spoke?
That he canceled. He didn't know anything about anything with Dr. Warren at all.
I don't care what he knew and what he didn't know. He was a coward, and I didn't say, I'll be happy to go through the entire documentation and the audio tapes of my interactions with you guys, because at the end of the day, I know the truth. So, yeah, and you think it's been gotten any, it hasn't been, you know, an automatic, you know, like there's been some miraculous recovery. I have needed this arm operated on since Jeffrey Jones was going to operate on it back in September of 2010.
Can I just ask you, Bob, if you, you know, Dave Mitten is our prime doctor here for doing that, okay?
Yeah.
Honestly, I do not know the details of what happened there, but what I was told was that it was... from how you were treating his staff.
Yeah, I know. I explained that to Mitten. And you know what? I don't want to have to defend myself and go through this. If you want to, I will. But we can go through this so you have a better understanding of what exactly transpired between Mitten and myself.
Okay, so here's the thing. If it was going to be a month and a half, 2 months, this guy's going to get you in next week, and then let's go from there.
Well, we'll talk on the phone. I'll talk to him on the phone first.
Okay, that's good. That's fine. Okay? Whatever feels more comfortable with you.
Because I have to know how confidential I am with this guy, because I have a funny feeling, again, anything I say to somebody is going to wind up with, you know, Deidre Flynn. Or some way, shape, or form is going to wind up biting me in the ass.
Not if you're seeing them clinically as a clinician. No.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But
here's my question, and I really want you to think about this, okay? And I'm not placing any judgment there, because I can tell you are in horrible pain, but you are so angry at us and so hurt. Just ask why you aren't considering using the other system in town. Because wouldn't that at least feel more comfortable since you are so upset?
So wait. Yeah. And so you'd rather me just leave the system, go somewhere else.
And then
you guys don't have to take response. So any actions or any outbursts or anything then becomes the Rochester General. Because you know what? It's not just university. It's all physicians now because of the way every time I've had an interaction. So why would I want to? Why would I want to do that? I need what I need is the University of Rochester to make amends and do what they should have done 2 years ago. The University of Rochester General has no obligation to me whatsoever to make things right. The University of Rochester does.
Can I answer this question? So what is it that we should have done 2 years ago to make it right? Just so I understand.
Again, you could have started an investigation. You're an internal investigation. You could have gotten me continuing health care. Somebody could have reached out to me and like made sure that I was gonna get I was getting continuing health care, that there was an investigation going into Gareth Warren, that I wasn't gonna be abandoned. That would have been the minimum.
But Bob, at least I know a year and a half ago you did say if you need health care needs to reach out to me, and we didn't hear from you for a year and a half. Okay?
You told me that yeah. Right. You know what? I'll have to review my tapes to remember how well you treated me in August of 2015 when you were sending that asshole James Newell over to my house and telling me what a swell guy he was and how I should trust him. And this guy is in there and you didn't document a damn thing. You're trying to get me to have testimony that wasn't true so that you could document that. That asshole was going to die, was going to investigate these hypothetical statement that I made to you and clearly said it's hypothetical. And the next thing you know, he's going to investigate some hypothetical bullshit, but the fact that Gareth Warren sexually assaulted me? No. And that he, I mean, really, what have you done? I'll tell you what. What did you do for me in the last 2.5 years?
Well,
think about it. Think about it. What is the university? Well, beyond whatever. How much, you know, what do I do? What is, why is this my responsibility? And that's why I called highly before I talk, because again, I don't trust you. And I don't trust, you know, the patient relations and compliance departments to do the right thing. Again, all you guys are, for lack of a better word.
But most people would never have taken your calls after you've called such names, left messages that are so bad. Oh. Why do you think I am calling back? Because I do.
Again, well, you again, you should be.
I care because I can tell how much pain you're in.
Well, then why didn't you didn't you, but you didn't think I was but you didn't know think that I was in any pain in August, that August a year and a half ago. You didn't think of it that you know what this guy has got this guy needs to like get some medical health care. He may need some mental health care at this point. You guys didn't explore any of that. Again, if I'm a sexual assault victim or any sexual assault victim.
At that point, you were calling regarding what Dr. Warren did and wanted to see.
He hadn't even, because you guys, and then you're telling, and then I'm told that you guys didn't, and then Newell's telling me, no, I know all about that, and I better stop calling you. I'm going to get arrested, he's going to have me arrested, and he can do that because he's a trooper. That's how you treat victims. It's wonderful how you guys really just push people off the edge.
Bob.
Aggravated harassment.
We would have a different conversation today.
Every time, I'm telling you.
I will send you his number. What do you want?
I mean, you asked me why I want what I want out of you guys, and I've been telling you the same thing since day one. And every time I turn, let's see how this Kevin Coffey works out. Let's see if he's the magic maker, and he's going to make all of a sudden me trust in healthcare providers. That the URMC takes patient safety seriously.
Bob, do you want it to get better?
Did I tell you I was going to call him?
Okay, thank you. So, I'm going to give you the number right now, and why don't you want me to email you, just out of curiosity? Do you not have a computer?
I do, I just don't boot it up very often.
Okay, that's fine. It's just an easy, quicker way to get you information. But here, I'm going to give you his name and number.
Okay.
Okay, it's Kevin Coffey, C-O-F-F-E-Y. His phone number is 275-7096. He thinks he is out of town until May 22nd. Okay, you can try that office now. Maybe his assistant will answer and set up a time for you to talk to him right when he gets back. But he said, I could likely meet with him on the afternoon of May 23rd.
Okay, great. Then I'll be able to speak with him on the afternoon of May 23rd, and we'll see how that goes.
Okay. In the meantime, okay, if your hand is bothering you that much or whatever, you know you can always go to our emergency department, and maybe we can funnel you in that way. I don't know. I feel bad if you are in excruciating pain right now. I did not realize that.
It's been ongoing. This is not news. I keep saying it, but nobody ever, apparently, it's like all I need is, I need a therapist, and then everything's going to get better.
No, I just think you are so, what you said to me, okay, and I was really hearing what you said to me during our last calls was getting a list of names where you have to go interview and find out is overwhelming to you and too difficult.
Can you appreciate why that would be?
I totally can appreciate that. Absolutely, yes. I'm not making judgment. I'm just repeating, and I do get it. So that's why, and let me tell you.
I mean, really, this is why I so wanted to bring, I'm so sorry that the district attorney's office didn't bring charges against Warren, because at least I could have gone through the victim's witness, the victim's, advocacy program through the district attorney's office. And at least they would have given me the resources and the help. You guys, I don't know.
So, anyway, what I was going to say is, yes, I get it. Typically, we don't have, like you would have to call someone to set appointments, and he was willing to try to do that. I mean, I know it's a really small gesture, but it was trying to make it a bit easier for you.
I appreciate that. I'm sorry that I had to have so many anxiety attacks about this. I'm sorry I had to be so defensive about this and ongoing and relentless and beating myself up and you up. And frankly, in beating you up over and over and over and over again and re-injuring myself over and over and over again so that, you know what? Oh, wow. You know what? We're going to find a therapist for him and have him go talk to somebody. Isn't that nice? That really is. It's like so swell that after all this, it's amazing. It is. It's, again, it's just every time it's just an anxiety attack. I sit around, I'm like, I'm hopeful that you don't hear from me for a year and a half because I'm hopeful that I'm going to have some miraculous recovery. I'm not going to need to go. Or I'm just going to say, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm a worthless human being. I'm a piece of human garbage. Why would anybody want to help me? I don't even deserve any help. So thank you. I really, and I keep getting the message keeps getting reinforced by the University of Rochester.
Bob, I wouldn't even be calling you back if I felt like this. We have ended relationships with patients when it can't possibly work. I want this to be able to work for you. I want you to be able to get the service here that you need. Okay.
I bet. Every time. I bet those other patients have been. I wonder who those people that you don't want to have paid, that you. I wonder how, what are they, how many victims they are.
Bob, please. Can we just try to. You're just going to hurt. It's got to be so painful.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine. I can't actually. What you are feeling, hearing how much pain you're in.
Over.
But what happens, and you know what happens, you know what happens, is that you're attacking. And when you attack that much, it's very hard to help.
I understand. Okay? Yep, I know. I know.
I want to help.
Okay.
That's what I want you to hear. And I want you to call me after you have this conversation. And we'll see if it felt horrible, if it felt good, if it felt better, if there's any suggestions. And we will go from there.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you sometime. Okay. And if not next week, the week after.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah, well,
Okay.
Thanks.
You just have to hear that. Thanks.
I have to, believe it.